You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Here we go. It was a few years ago, I want to say 2019, that the U.S. women's national soccer team filed a lawsuit saying, what is the deal with the men's soccer team making so much more money than we make? And if you think about it, women's national team has kicked butt for several years.
Yeah, they're incredible.
And they're like, hey, we need this to be equal. And now it looks like it will be.
Hey.
They have put out an announcement that they will earn the same game bonuses, the same appearance fees. They'll be paid equally. And they will also take all their World Cup prize money and they'll pool it together between the men and the women, and they will split it down the middle. That's the first soccer federation in the world to do it this way.
All right. So
that's good news. Interesting story that's out about introverts versus extroverts. I once posted a few years ago on social media. I might repost that today. What I said was simply, I am an introvert who pretends to be an extrovert. And they went out and asked 1,000 people, which are you? And 56%, Jer, claimed that they are an introvert.
56%?
56% said they're an introvert. Only 28% said they were an extrovert. And then the other 15% or so said, I don't know.
I don't know what I am. I used to be an extrovert, very much so. But over the years, I've morphed to being an introvert. I really have, I think, in certain scenarios.
It's really interesting. I think the average person, and this included me until just a few years ago, doesn't really know what that means, because we like to think that introverts are shy people, and that's not true.
No, you just...
It's where you get your energy or your power. Do you get it internally from yourself, or do you thrive off of other people around you?
And I think as you get older too, that it's just kind of sometimes smarter to be an introvert and not blurt and be bombastic and be out there. You just need to sit and think about things before you say them sometimes. And I think that's a little bit of an aspect of being an introvert. You just ponder things a little bit more. That's what I've discovered that I'm doing. I am right now, actually.
Well, I think you are an extrovert who knows when to shut the tap off.
At about 9:45 every day.
Yeah, that is a skill, my friend.
Yeah.
How much money would it take for you to be considered rich? How much money per year that you made would you have to make before you think you're rich? They went out and surveyed a whole bunch of people. And they said it actually tends to break down depending on your generation. If you are a baby boomer, you think it takes more than $1 million a year before you're rich.
My goodness.
If you're at the other end, if you're a Gen Zer, you think it's $394,000 per year.
There's nothing lower than that?
No, to be rich.
Wow.
I mean, you can be doing okay. You can be doing well.
That's your annual salary.
But to be rich.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And 53% of people, Jeremy, say that regardless of what you may have heard, money can indeed buy happiness.
You're damn right it can. All day long it can.
It at least makes a pretty good dent in it.
Oh, sure does.
What else is trending?
Well, Von Miller is trending this morning, believe it or not. You guys remember Von Miller from the Broncos? Well, I guess he's selling his Colorado home now. It's not going to be cheap. Going to need some of that Gen X money. The listing for Miller's 17,000 square foot home is $4.1 million. 9 bedrooms, 13 bathrooms. The main suite includes a walk-in closet that is bigger than most single apartments in Denver. The walk-in closet, you guys, is just shy of 1,500 square feet. There's a picture of it in the listing, and it's got like a table in there and a couch.
I gotta see it.
It's pretty darn incredible, actually. It's got an 8-car garage, full-size basketball court, cigar lounge. It's really a sweet-looking house. If I could swing it, it's decorated just like I like. It's like my taste. It's kind of like a modern rustic look to it.
You're telling me between you and Nicole, you couldn't go get this
house?
Well,
have you seen the stock market, Dom?
Have you seen
the stock market?
I know.
I don't want to buy anything for a while. So anyway, that's going on. Google the listings if you want to check that out. Disney has officially conjured up the release date for Hocus Pocus 2. It's coming to Disney Plus, the streaming service, on September 30th this year. And they also released a little teaser for it yesterday. So, you know, a lot of people are going to be super excited about that. It's kind of a cult classic. So that's coming to Disney.
I got to admit, I've not seen the movie.
It's definitely not for you.
Okay.
Definitely. Okay. So that's going on.
I'll trust your judgment on that.
Yeah, I don't think you should dive into that. 14-year-old Jer Bear is super happy about this. Carmen Electra has joined OnlyFans. She's got an OnlyFans page now. Get in the Wayback Machine. Her quote is, quote, "I just felt like, yeah, I need to do this."
Well said, Carmen.
Well said, Carmen. She is just so wonderful. I got to tell you, man, I had a mad crush on her back in the day. But I was, you know, growing up in the age of Pam Anderson, Carmen Electra, Jenny McCarthy. You know, those were like the biggies. And I still have a little special place for Carmen Electra in my heart.
Did she marry Dennis Rodman or were they just a couple?
I feel like she did.
I don't know.
And it might have ended quickly. I don't remember, but I don't know.
We don't need to know.
Who did you lust for when you were 14? Like Martha Washington or something? Or?
Yeah, pretty much. Abigail Adams.
Oh, bro. Man.
Abigail Adams had it going on.
From Carmen Electra to your pets, there's a new poll out this morning of 2,000 pet owners, and it found that 2/3 of them let their pets sleep in bed with them. Not this guy. No, thank you.
You used to, though, right?
I used to, when we had Sully, our Boston Terrier.
Mm-hmm.
I used to, but then I actually found that I slept a whole lot better without the dog in the bed, which is the opposite of this story. A lot of people, have over half, 60% or something, said that they sleep better with the pet next to them. Oh, no, the 60% was people in relationships said that they'd rather sleep next to their pet than their significant other.
Yeah.
So people sleep better with their pet next to them. That's not me. The dog, you know, it snores and it takes up space and it's hot.
Won't surprise you at all, but that made a decision for me on a dating relationship several years ago.
Oh, really?
Pets
were in bed.
It's like, you're, I'm like, not
the only dog that's going to be in bed here is me.
Yeah, this she insisted on
move over, Martha,
on the dogs, and I was
thank you.
It doesn't work.
Can't do it. Here's your Fat America. Hot Pockets just announced that they're going to start selling, well, essentially Cold Pockets. Why didn't they name them Cold Pockets? They're called Deli Witch Sandwich. And you keep them in the freezer, but you thaw them out before you eat them so you can put them in your kid's lunchbox in the morning and they'll be ready to eat in about 2 to 4 hours when they go to lunch. Oh, Deli Witch coming out from Hot Pockets, but they missed an opportunity to call them Cold Pockets. And then, in addition to Fat America, for National Pizza Party Day tomorrow, yes, Pepsi has worked with the Culinary Institute of America and they have come up with Pepsi-infused pepperoni. Called Pepsaroni.
Okay.
They say the pepperoni has a citrusy sweetness, much like myself.
I'd try that.
Yeah,
I'd
eat that. Yeah. All right, I think you have clickbait today, don't you? Hit it.
Clickbait.
I love this. The picture that went viral yesterday of the water tower in the town of Kingsland, Arkansas, because that was Johnny Cash's birthplace, and so Kingsland, Arkansas has made a lot of hay over the fact that the man in black was from their town. So you got a big picture of him up in their water tower. The tower sprang a leak, but where the leak was coming from was like right out of his crotch. It looked like Johnny Cash was peeing on the town.
This is a urination situation.
Well, it turns out it was not a coincidence like some people thought, because some people are like, oh my God, what are the odds? Well, the odds really take a big change when a guy's got a rifle. A dude named Timothy, 38 years old, was arrested because he fired the shot that caused the man in black to pee all over the town. Jeremy, get a load of this. He has been charged with criminal mischief and impairing the operation of a vital public utility.
Those are
felonies. So they say if he's convicted, he could spend 16 years in prison.
My gosh.
To me, this is similar to the old guy that you talked about who was painting the pickleball lines on the court
with the
floor.
Sharpie, yeah.
Yeah, and they were talking about how much time he could spend in jail, and we were like, come
on. Cut him a break. It was a, you know, a mistake.
I'm not saying that Timothy shouldn't pay for putting a hole in
Johnny impressed
Cash's.
By how much of a sharpshooter he is.
He's really good.
It's a good shot.
City officials say that the city is losing an estimated 30,000 gallons of water a day. Well, get up there with a big cork. Just shove
cork his crotch.
Cork his crotch and be done with it. Make Timothy pay reparations. They'll send him to prison for 16 years.
It's crazy.
Anyway, Jeremy has posted all of this on our Facebook page. So just log in, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Check it out because that is our clickbait today.
Clickbait.